Chapter 10. A Culture is Traced. Bailey could not prevent himself from crying out, "What?" Quemot looked over his shoulder as the moments of silence passed and said finally, "Not Earth's present culture, no." Bailey said, "Oh, but in the past, yes, Earth's ancient history. As an Earthman, you know it, of course."
"I've viewed books," said Bailey cautiously.
"Ah, then you understand."
Bailey, who did not, said, "Let me explain exactly what I want, Dr. Quemot. I want you to tell me what you can about why Solaria is so different from the other outer worlds, why there are so many robots, why you behave as you do. I'm sorry if I seem to be changing the subject."
Bailey most definitely wanted to change the subject. Any discussion of a likeness or unlikeness between Solaria's culture and Earth's would prove too absorbing by half. He might spend the day there and come away none the wiser as far as useful information was concerned. Quemot smiled. "You want to compare Solaria and the other outer worlds and not Solaria and Earth?"
"I know Earth, sir."
"As you wish." The Solarian coughed slightly. "Do you mind if I turn my chair completely away from you? It would be more comfortable."
"As you wish, Dr. Quemot," said Bailey stiffly.
"Good."
A robot turned the chair at Quemot's low-voiced order, and as the sociologist sat there, hidden from Bailey's eyes by the substantial chair back, his voice took on added life and even deepened and strengthened in tone.
Quemot said, "Solaria was first settled about 300 years ago. The original settlers were Nexonians. Are you acquainted with Nexon?"
"I'm afraid not."
"It is close to Solaria, only about 2 parsecs away. In fact, Solaria and Nexon represent the closest pair of inhabited worlds in the galaxy. Solaria, even when uninhabited by man, was life-bearing and eminently suited for human occupation. It represented an obvious attraction to the well-to-do of Nexon, who found it difficult to maintain a proper standard of living as their own planet filled up."
Bailey interrupted. "Filled up? I thought spacers practiced population control."
"Solaria does, but the outer worlds in general control it rather laxly. Nexon was completing its 2nd million of population at the time I speak of. There was sufficient crowding to make it necessary to regulate the number of robots that might be owned by a particular family. So those Nexonians who could established summer homes on Solaria, which was fertile, temperate, and without dangerous fauna. The settlers on Solaria could still reach Nexon without too much trouble, and while on Solaria they could live as they pleased. They could use as many robots as they could afford or felt a need for. Estates could be as large as desired, since with an empty planet, room was no problem, and with unlimited robots, exploitation was no problem.